Quick story. When I began learning Spanish, I was super focused on the accent that I spoke with. This is because I was surrounded by Puerto Ricans, which, if you don't know, have a very distinct accent. Later, I began speaking almost exclusively with Mexicans, which means that I had to change my accent again. This meant that, again, I would have to learn new pronunciation, intonation, and rhythm, which meant instead of speaking like, "Hey, papi, ¿cómo tú estás? No te he visto por acá desde hace tiempo." I had to start speaking like, "¿Qué onda, wey? No te he visto por acá desde hace tiempo." And now I'm studying Chinese, which means I have to learn tones as well as accent and rhythm, which is what caused me to think about today's topic. How can we actually improve our accents based on science and my experience? Let's get to it. Number one, you don't have a speaking problem. You have a listening problem. This one's kind of annoying, but it's true. A lot of learners can't pronounce certain sounds correctly just because they can't hear them correctly. There's been studies done that show that when listeners can't tell the difference between words that sound a bit alike, they actually confuse them in sentences. So basically, if the word ship and sheep sound the same to you, then your brain is like, yeah, same thing. And then you'll just keep saying them wrong. So instead of spending time trying to speak, spend time listening closely to the vowels of every word that somebody's saying. You could watch this video and put it in 0.75 speed and listen to how I'm saying all of these vowels. And another great thing to do is compare words that sound alike and try and pronounce them the same way a native would. For example, here are a few. Fool versus fool. The cup is full. That man is a fool. The cup is full. That man is a fool. Really there, the vowel sound is just longer. Instead of fool, it's fool. Pool versus pool. I need you to pool hard. Let's go swimming in the pool. Hat versus hot. What you wear on your head is a hat, and you wear a hat when it's hot. Cat versus cut. This is a cat. This is something getting cut. Bad versus bed. This is bad. This is a bed. Leave versus live. He is going to leave. He is going to live. And lastly, beach versus I'm not gonna say that. Moving on. Habit number two is shadowing people. This can really help you as long as you do it correctly. I'm sure you've heard of shadowing. It's essentially imitating a native speaker when he speaks. Oxford University actually went over 44 studies that were done on language learners shadowing in their target language. And they found that it truly does help improve how easy it is to understand you, how good your accent in your target language is, and it even improves your rhythm and fluency. So yeah, it's not just a trend. It really works. But most people do it too passively. I've seen students that, and I've done it too, but I've seen students that will kind of whisper along while they watch a video. But that's not the correct way to do it. The right way to do it is try and match the native speaker in every way that you can. Rhythm, tone, volume, and timing. Think of it like you're acting. You're not studying. You're trying to be an actor, and you're acting as a native speaker of this language. And that leads me to number three, which is that accents are not just sounds. It's rhythm. And a lot of learners that get a decent pronunciation still have trouble with rhythm because they don't focus on it. So yeah, even if your pronunciation's great, you could still have a bad accent because you're putting stress on the wrong words, your rhythm is flat, or you don't have native intonation. And for people that have that issue, you might hear that, "I understood everything you said, but it just sounded a little unnatural." Number four, to improve our accent, we can't just be trying to practice one word at a time, always. We also have to try and imitate an accent in a sentence. That's why shadowing is so great. But it also helps us to understand how natives connect words. For example, if you practice do, you, want, to, you'll understand how to say those words on their own well. But in a sentence, it's probably going to sound something more like, do you wanna? Do you wanna? Pretty different, right? Yesterday, I was actually watching a video of a World War II veteran talking about his experience, and I heard him say, he'd have tried to run, but he's hit already. And I thought, man, my poor students. He'd have means he would have, but it just turns into this chunk of letters, he'd have. And we do this a lot of the time. So if you just pronounce words one by one, you're still going to end up sounding a bit unnatural. And habit number 5 that I recommend you do is slow down how you're imitating native speakers. If you speak fast but with bad pronunciation, then you'll just develop a bad habit. But if you slow videos down, if you slow music down, and really try and over-exaggerate the sounds that we produce in English, it'll really benefit you in the long run. Because essentially, you're training your muscles. And if you train them slowly, it'll be a lot better to do those same movements fast. And 6, record yourself so that you can hear your own mistakes and progress from them. This is something that has been noted with immigrants that come to the United States, have kids. They don't speak the language, but their kids grow up and speak it perfectly. But they don't have a parent in the house to tell them, don't say it like that, say it like this. And yet their pronunciation becomes perfect. You know, we can't prove it, but it seems like them hearing so much English helps them correct themselves. They don't need a parent to tell them. And you can do this too. And if you'd like, you could start doing this with Lingo Diary, the app that I made for language learners like you and me. It's basically an app where we can journal in our target language and learn words from content that's actually relevant to us, our thoughts, goals, and experiences. What I do is, after I'm done writing my entry, I'll record myself reading it, and then I'll listen back and see if I can pick out any mistakes I'm making. If I'm not sure, then I'll listen to the app read it to me and see if I'm pronouncing it correct or not. And if I'm not, then I might even try and record myself again and get it right. Recording yourself is an incredible way to see the mistakes that you're making, because when you're speaking on the go, you can't really think, speak, and then think about how it sounded at the same time. But when you record yourself, you get to listen back and just focus on the sounds you're making. 7, we have to copy everything that a native speaker does. That includes their mouth movements, their tongue position, their timing, and their facial expressions sometimes too. This is called mirroring, and it will help you to make the sounds just like the native speaker, because you'll be moving everything in the same exact way. 8, don't let mistakes become permanent. There's something called fossilization. And in this context, it means that you make a mistake so many times that it becomes permanent. And once you realize it's a mistake, it's a lot harder to fix. So the sooner that you focus on these things, the better. And the last tip, 9, focus on one accent and stick with it. I have heard a lot of people who have an incredible level in English, sometimes even better than my level in English. And yet, you can still tell that they're not native English speakers, because they'll say one or two words with an American accent, and then another word in a British accent, and then another word that sounds a little bit like maybe their native language. But the problem is, they were listening to accents from all over the place and practicing all kinds of different accents, rather than just focusing on one for a long time. If you are mixing American accent with the British accent with the Australian accent, to a lot of people, it'll just be confusing. At least when you choose one accent, even if it's not ours, we know what to expect when you're speaking. At the end of the day, the goal is not perfection. It's to to be understood. And if you can train your ear, focus on rhythm, actually listen to yourself and correct your own mistakes, you will certainly get there. Now, I have a quick question for you. What is one English word or sound that you often struggle with? Tell me in the comments and maybe one day I'll make a video about it. But that's all for today. I'll see you very soon. Thanks for stopping by. And as always, it was a pleasure seeing you again, friend. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.